It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, personally thanking you for any support you can offer us right now, HawaiiPublicRadio.org, great way to do it. And I'm offering you my gratitude via interview samples and memories of fun guests, like when legendary guitarist from The Police, Andy Summers, was on the show.
According to this information, you're the first guitarist that Jimi Hendrix encountered after landing in the United Kingdom.
That's pretty true, actually, because of when I was in London in those days, the band I was in, we were all very good friends with the Animals. And it was actually Chas Chandler, who was the bass player in the Animals. He called me and said, "Hey, man, you know, I've got this great guitar player. He's a great blues player. I'm going to bring him over and see if I can do something, you know." And he did turn up with, I think they called me from Heathrow Airport, and we lived in West Kensington, so they were going past our house. And I think I wasn't actually there. They came by to get a guitar for Jimmy, and all we had was a right-handed 12-string. But I saw him about 1 week later at a club called the Cromwellian, I think it was. It was either that or Blazers. And I walked in to see this guitar player with this gigantic afro and his white buckskin suit with fringes that were about 24 inches long, with a white Stratocaster in his mouth. And it was just like shocking, you know. That was my first encounter with Jim. But we all had the same manager, so I was around him quite a lot, you know, including being at the apartment where he lived. And, you know, I remember sitting around with him. I mean, he was a very sweet, very soft-spoken guy. Girlfriend I had at the time and his girlfriend were best friends. Huh. So I had this sort of weird connection with him. We started a band called Dan Talion's Chariot, and we played at this club that was packed called the Speakeasy in the West End of London. And we went on to do our set, and very small, you know, and Jimi Hendrix sat right in front of me. I mean, right in front of me with the two girls either side of him. I'm on the edge of the stage, and, you know, it's like a 6-inch stage. Jimi is right in front of me, like 3 or 4 feet away, staring at me. Jesus, that's a bit unnerving, you know. And I felt like, man, what is this, like trial by fire, you know. You know, like Jimmy, even then, you know, was quick to recognize the world's greatest guitarist ever. You know, there's no one else. You know, so it was very intimidating.
Did you ever play with him?
I did. I played with him in LA. And I was in the Animals then and living in Laurel Canyon. One night we got the word that Jimmy was playing at, I think it was a place called TTG Studios on La Brea, which became the A&M Studios eventually. Oh. Anyway, he was down there. They said, "Oh, you should come down and see Jimmy. You know, he's playing tonight. You know, he's in the studio." So we went down, walked in the control room, and there was Jimmy leaning against the glass of the control room window and playing the Strat at incredible volume. And it was just like a sort of shattering experience. You know, it's kind of amazing. Anyway, you know, he came in and said hi to everybody. I wandered out into the studio, and Mitch was sitting at his drum kit. There was another guitar there, and I've never quite understood this. It was a Les Paul, but it was right-handed. Oh. So I picked it up and started playing. I started jamming with Mitch. And then Jimmy came back out, and he picked up a bass. So he started playing bass along with me, and we played along for about 15 minutes with me on lead and Jimmy on bass, which was sort of a, you know, I couldn't believe it. And yeah. Then finally he said, "Hey, man, you know, do you mind if I play a little guitar now?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, Jimmy." I took out the bass and off we went.
With Andy Summers of The Police saying mahalo for all your support of HPR right now, I'm Dave Lawrence.